Hi there, Prakash here from Smiling Assassin. Okay, last podcast I talked about the importance of keywords. Today I'm going to speak about the importance of having a realistic search engine optimization goals, because most people falter to have a realistic plan. Okay, so let's get into it. Now, for most people, search engine optimization seems intimidating too. Okay, one way to tackle SEO is to set clear goals, then measure your progress in each step of the way. Now, that is the reason it is very important to set SEO goals. It is very important you should define success. Once you define success, then you have to decide how to measure and what tools can help. When you set SEO goals, you can measure, track and report on the results. Otherwise, you will not. You will exactly know which efforts are succeeding and which aren't. Then you can adjust things to make it work better. So let's start by identifying your SEO goals. Now, what are you trying to achieve online? How do you define success? I'll give you an example. Let's imagine you own a handicraft emporium. You probably want to sell terracotta jewelry to as many new customers as possible, and you would like to build a relationship with existing customers through good content and hope they eventually return to buy more of what you offer. Okay, now if you look at it, you have just identified three business goals. Number one, turning website visitors into paying customers. This is a conversion goal. Persuading people to interact with content on your website. This is engagement goal. Getting new customers. This is acquisition goal. So there are three business goals here: acquisition, engagement and conversion. Now, setting SEO goals gives you something to measure to help you better understand how your site is or isn't performing. So how do you find out if you are hitting the mark? Some measurements matter more than others. For example, it's exciting to be the number one in search engine ranking, but it's not the guarantee of success. I repeat, it is exciting to be number one in search engine ranking, but it is not a guarantee of success. Here's why. Let's say your website is the first result when someone searches handmade terracotta earrings. Okay, you are getting a lot of visitors to your site, but not an increase in sales. Maybe that's because people searching for handmade terracotta earrings want only to see designs, not place an order. So here's the lesson: don't waste effort on keywords that aren't relevant to you, what you do. Don't waste effort. So if being number one is not your goal, what is? Let's come up with a few other ways you might measure success. Remember those three goals that you set above? Look at it again. You can measure conversion by tracking the number of visitors who come to your website and buy jewelry online, or tracking a smaller action that can lead to a sale, like signing up for your email newsletter for offers and deals. You can measure acquisition and reach by tracking the number of times your business appears in search results, that is impressions, and how often people click through to visit your website. And you can measure engagement by tracking what content your visitors read and interact with, such as leaving comments, sharing, you know, or how many visitors become your fans on social media networks. So all these are a measure of engagement. So there is a measure of acquisition, there is a measure of engagement, and there is a measure of conversion. So how do you track all these things? Answer is analytics. Analytics tools and webmaster tools provided by search engine can give you this information. And mostly it's free. Most major search engines like Google or Bing offer tools which are free. They're basically a collection of reports and services that help you track, monitor your website visibility in search. Tools like this tell you which keywords bring up your website in search results, which web pages they link to, how many visitors click the link to visit your site. This is valuable information if your goal is to attract customers searching for certain terms. Analytics tools can also be used for better understand visitor behavior. They can, you know, answer questions like how many organic visitors became customers, which web pages or content on your website turn visitors into a paying customer, which content is not performing well. So armed with all this information, you can adjust your strategy to do something better or evaluate the performance of an agency if you have hired somebody to help you. So if I can summarize, to understand how your website is performing in organic search results and how it benefits your business, you have to set realistic SEO goals. And to measure the success or see where you need improvement, track your performance in various areas. Once your goals are clear and you have a tracking tool in place, you are well on your way to success. That much I can guarantee you. So hope you have liked this podcast. If you have any question, please do let me know, comment, and you know, ask questions. I'll come back with another important, useful video podcast. Until then, have a nice day. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Hi there, Prakash here from Smiling Assassin. Okay. Last podcast I talked about the importance of keywords. Today I'm going to speak about the importance of having a realistic search engine optimization goals, because most people falter to have a realistic plan. Okay, so let's get into it. Now, for most people, search engine optimization seems intimidating too. Okay, one way to tackle SEO is to set clear goals, then measure your progress in each step of the way. Now, that is the reason it is very important to set SEO goals. It is very important you should define success. Once you define success, then you have to decide how to measure and what tools can help. When you set SEO goals, you can measure, track, and report on the results. Otherwise, you will not. You will exactly know which efforts are succeeding and which aren't. Then you can adjust things to make it work better. So, let's start by identifying your SEO goals. Now, what are you trying to achieve online? How do you define success? I'll give you an example. Let's imagine you own a handicraft emporium. You probably want to sell terracotta jewelry to as many new customers as possible, and you would like to build relationship with existing customers through good content and hope they eventually return to buy more of what you offer. Okay, now if you look at it, you have just identified three business goals. Number one, turning website visitors into paying customers. This is a conversion goal. Persuading people to interact with content on your website. This is engagement goal. getting new customers. This is acquisition goal. So there are three business goals here: acquisition, engagement, and conversion. Now, setting SEO goals gives you something to measure to help you better understand how your site is or isn't performing. So how do you find out if you are hitting the mark? Some measurements matter more than others. For example, it's exciting to be the number one in search engine ranking, but it's not the guarantee of success. I repeat, it is exciting to be number one in search engine ranking, but it is not a guarantee of success. Here's why. Let's say your website is the first result when someone searches handmade terracotta earrings. Okay, you are getting a lot of visitors to your site, but not an increase in sales. Maybe that's because people searching for handmade terracotta earrings want only to see designs, not place an order. So here's the lesson: don't waste effort on keywords that aren't relevant to you, what you do. Don't waste effort. So if being number one is not your goal, what is? Let's come up with a few other ways you might measure success. Remember those three goals that you set above? Look at it again. You can measure conversion by tracking the number of visitors who come to your website and buy jewelry online, or tracking a smaller action that can lead to a sale, like signing up for your email newsletter for offers and deals. You can measure acquisition and reach by tracking the number of times your business appears in search results, that is impressions, and how often people click through to visit your website. And you can measure engagement by tracking what content your visitors read and interact with, such as leaving comments, sharing, you know, or how many visitors become your fans on social media networks. So all these are a measure of engagement. So there is a measure of acquisition, there is a measure of engagement, and there is a measure of conversion. So how do you track all these things? Answer is analytics. Analytics tools and webmaster tools provided by search engine can give you this information, and mostly it's free. Most major search engines like Google or Bing offer tools which are free. They're basically a collection of reports and services that help you track, monitor your website visibility in search. Tools like this tell you which keywords bring up your website in search results, which web pages they link to, how many visitors click the link to visit your site. This is valuable information if your goal is to attract customers searching for certain terms. Analytics tools can also be used for better understand visitor behavior. They can, you know, answer questions like how many organic visitors became customers, which web pages or content on your website turn visitors into a paying customer, which content is not performing well. So armed with all this information, you can adjust your strategy to do something better, or evaluate the performance of an agency if you have hired somebody to help you. So if I can summarize, to understand how your website is performing in organic search results and how it benefits your business, you have to set realistic SEO goals. And to measure the success or see where you need improvement, track your performance in various areas. Once your goals are clear and you have a tracking tool in place, you are well on your way to success. That much I can guarantee you. So hope you have liked this podcast. If you have any question, please do let me know, comment, and ask questions. I'll come back with another important, useful video podcast. Until then, have a nice day. Goodbye.